Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
William and Kay, people are obviously incredibly curious about you. So let's start with the obvious. William, where did you propose? When, how, and Kate, what did you say?
It was about 3 weeks ago on a holiday in Kenya. We had a little private time away together with some friends, and I just decided that it was the right time, really. We've been talking about marriage for a while, so it wasn't a massively big surprise, but I took her up somewhere nice in Kenya and proposed.
Very romantic. There's a true romantic in that.
There is.
And you said yes, obviously.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Thankfully.
And you knew you were going to do this from day one of the holiday, or you waited till the end?
I'd been planning it for a while, but as every guy out there will know, it takes a certain amount of motivation to get yourself going. So I was planning it, and then it just felt really right out in Africa. It was beautiful at the time, and I had done a little bit of planning to obviously show my romantic side.
Okay, you've been on holiday a while, so did you see this coming? Was he getting a bit nervous and jumpy?
No, not at all, no, because, you know, we were out there with friends and things, so I really didn't expect it at all. I thought he might have sort of maybe thought about it, but no. It was a total shock when it came, and very excited.
And you produced a ring?
Yeah.
There and then?
I did, yeah. I'd been carrying it around with me in my rucksack for about 3 weeks before that, and I literally would not let it go. Everywhere I went, I was keeping hold of it because I knew this thing, if it disappeared, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Because I planned it, it went fine. As you know, you'll hear a lot of horror stories about proposing and things going horribly wrong. It went really, really well, and I was really pleased that she said yes.
And it's a family ring?
It is a family ring, yes. It's my mother's engagement ring. So I thought it was quite nice because obviously she's not going to be around to share any of the fun and excitement of it all. This is my way of keeping her sort of close to it all.
And I guess we better have a look at it. What kind of ring is it? Are you an expert on what's...
I'm not an expert on it at all. I've been reliably informed it's a sapphire with some diamonds. But I'm sure everyone recognises it from previous times. So.
And Kate, you're going to be in envy of many.
I just hope I look after it. Yeah.
She loses
it's very, very special.
Poslušajte ponovo.
William and Kay, people are obviously incredibly curious about you. So let's start with the obvious. William, where did you propose? When, how, and Kate, what did you say?
It was about 3 weeks ago on a holiday in Kenya. We had a little private time away together with some friends, and I just decided that it was the right time, really. We've been talking about marriage for a while, so it wasn't a massively big surprise, but I took her up somewhere nice in Kenya and proposed.
It's very romantic. There's a true romantic in that.
There is.
And you said yes, obviously.
Of course, yes, yeah.
Thankfully.
And you knew you were going to do this from day one of the holiday, or you waited till the end?
I'd been planning it for a while, But as every guy out there will know, it takes a certain amount of motivation to get yourself going. So I was planning it, and then it just felt really right out in Africa. It was beautiful at the time, and I had done a little bit of planning to obviously show my romantic side.
Okay, you've been on holiday a while, so did you see this coming? Was he getting a bit nervous and jumpy?
No, not at all, no, because, you know, we were out there with friends and things, so I really didn't expect it at all. I thought he might have sort of maybe thought about it, but no. It was a total shock when it came, and very excited.
And you produced a ring?
Yeah.
There and then?
I did, yeah. I'd been carrying it around with me in my rucksack for about 3 weeks before that, and I literally would not let it go. Everywhere I went, I was keeping hold of it, because I knew this thing, if it disappeared, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Because I planned it, it went fine, as you know, you'll hear a lot of horror stories about proposing and things going horribly wrong. It went really, really well, and I was really pleased that she said yes.
And it's a family ring?
It is a family ring, yes. It's my mother's engagement ring. So I thought it was quite nice, because obviously she's not going to be around to share any of the fun and excitement of it all. This was my way of keeping her sort of close to it all.
And I guess we better have a look at it. What kind of ring is it? Are you an expert on what's...
I'm not an expert on it at all. I've been reliably informed it's a sapphire with some diamonds, but I'm sure everyone recognises it from previous times. So.
And Kate, you're going to be in envy of many.
I just hope I look after it. Yeah.
She loses it.
It's very, very special.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
To understand the side of stress, we need to talk about a hormone, oxytocin. And I know, oxytocin has already gotten as much hype as a hormone can get. It even has its own cute nickname, the cuddle hormone, because it's released when you hug someone. It's as much a part of your stress response as the adrenaline that makes your heart pound. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. It also helps your blood vessels stay relaxed during stress. But my favorite effect on the body is actually on the heart. Your heart has receptors for this hormone. And oxytocin helps heart cells regenerate and heal from any stress-induced damage. This stress hormone strengthens your heart. And the cool thing is that all of these physical benefits of oxytocin are enhanced by social contact and social support. So when you reach out to others under stress, either to seek support or to help someone else, you release more of this hormone, your stress response becomes healthier, and you actually recover faster from stress. I find this amazing, that your stress response has a built-in mechanism for stress resilience. And that mechanism is human connection.
Poslušajte ponovo.
To understand the side of stress, we need to talk about a hormone, oxytocin. And I know oxytocin has already gotten as much hype as a hormone can get. It even has its own cute nickname, the cuddle hormone, because it's released when you hug someone. It's as much a part of your stress response as the adrenaline that makes your heart pound. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. It also helps your blood vessels stay relaxed during stress. But my favorite effect on the body is actually on the heart. Your heart has receptors for this hormone. And oxytocin helps heart cells regenerate and heal from any stress-induced damage. This stress hormone strengthens your heart. And the cool thing is that all of these physical benefits of oxytocin are enhanced by social contact and social support. So when you reach out to others under stress, either to seek support or to help someone else, you release more of this hormone, your stress response becomes healthier, and you actually recover faster from stress. I find this amazing, that your stress response has a built-in mechanism for stress resilience. And that mechanism is human connection.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.